think we are, do we have the auditor here yet? No. Okay, how about we go to 1198, Commissioner Fritz, is that all right?
Aye.
Want to move to that now? Let's see what else we can, hang on a minute, folks. We're losing a couple of council members in an hour, so we're trying to deal with things like second meetings that can be addressed. Want to do the parks items? Let's do the parks items.
I also, Mayor, I have my, did someone pull 1193?
All right.
Yes, someone did. You want to?
I could do that in 2 minutes.
All right, let's do the items that were pulled from consent.
If you don't mind, we can do that in 2 minutes.
That's a good idea. Let's do 1189 and 1193, which were pulled from the consent calendar for discussion. So let's take 1189 first.
1189, accept and appropriate a grant in the amount of $138,112 from the State of Oregon, Oregon Military Department, Office of Emergency Management, for the fiscal year 2015 State Homeland Security Grant Program Phase 5 to fund joint state bomb teams, equipment, and training.
Okay. Good morning, Sergeant Collins. How are you?
Great, Mayor. Thank you, Mayor and Council. My name is Steve Collins. I'm a sergeant with the Portland Bomb Squad. I actually run the bomb squad. And we're here today asking you to accept a 2015 interoperability grant.
And so this funds both equipment and training for the Bureau
to
be prepared for a bomb incident?
So, yes, it does.
Okay. Important work, obviously. Questions for either Officer Ostenkopf or Sergeant Collins? Who pulled this to speak?
Mr. Lightning did.
Oh, okay. Thank you both. Please stand by, and we'll see if you have any other questions for you after testimony. Thank you.
Yep.
Come on up if you'd like to speak on this item.
Yes, my name is Lightning. I represent Lightning Watchdog PDX. One of the concerns I guess I had on the overall agreement is I wanted to ask if on the, it's kind of a simple change, but I think it is an important change to me. On your commercial general liability, you have $500,000 per occurrence. I'd like that possibly pushed up to $1 million if this agreement could be amended. Number one on the agreement. And a couple other issues I had on this is that I noticed that the Homeland Security Grant Program, they had an amount, it's on Exhibit D, of $6,837,000. I wasn't quite sure what that amount actually meant because I noticed that you've applied for a grant of about $138,000. Does that mean that you could possibly apply for a higher number and you decided not to do that? If so, I'd kind of possibly like an explanation on that, if there were additional funds that you could apply for and why you did not. And basically, that's where I was on my position. I wanted to have a clear understanding on what these funds were for. Again, maybe make an adjustment on the insurance from the $500,000 commercial liability up to $1 million. If at all possible, I think that could be done easily with an amendment today and also have it passed. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. I think the answer on the grant amount, unless Sergeant Collins wants to correct me, I think the answer is we applied for everything they would give us, right?
That's correct.
And that's almost always the case with grant applications. Rarely hold back from applying for the full amount. Lightning, legitimate question about the insurance, but I think that's better taken up in the question of our overall liability coverage for the city rather than just for this particular function. So, okay, any other questions from council? Anyone else want to speak? Then it's an emergency ordinance. Please, let's take a roll call vote.
Novick?
Aye.
Prince?
Aye.
Fish?
Aye.
Saltzman?
Appreciate your good work. Aye.
Hills?
Thank you. Aye.